You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode. Reminds me of the Goblin King.
He's gonna live forever.
Look at, you've seen the animated Lord of the Rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look up the Goblin King from that, and that's what he looks like.
He needs a haircut.
He won't let anyone cut it. He wants to be a dirty, disgusting hippie of an old man. He'd like, literally, like, if you googled a mountain hermit, that dog shows up.
Leave him alone. He probably hurts. He's probably in pain.
You're still coming tonight, right?
I'm planning on it.
Dope. Are you going to dress up?
No, dude. I have a dollar. I cannot afford to buy stuff.
Oh, no. Like, Ozzy, you could just probably put on a button-up shirt and, like...
I'll wear my nice new dress clothes that I got.
Button-up shirt and then, like, take some pants and fold them up to your, like, right here. And...
Do you see these calves? These are marching band calves. Nothing gets past them.
Oh, dwarf. Yeah.
Yeah, dwarven calves.
You can find some at home. That's what I did. Like, the only thing I went and got was a tweed jacket for, like, $2 at Goodwill. And I was like, fucking hobbits. They're basically, like, hipster baristas in the middle. Like, in the Middle Ages. So, that's what we did. I think Matt's going all out. He's just like, dude, he ordered like a wizard costume, so.
You're going to have a bunch of people who sort of tried and then Matt.
Well, it was kind of like one of those things where it's just like, it's themed, so like, kind of dress up. Like, braid, if you're like going to be a dwarf, braid your hair Viking-ish and kind of like, find some shit in your closet.
Go buy a wizard costume.
Yeah. Matt. Buys wizard costume, Gandalf movie edition. It's dope. But if you can, you should totally do it. Just have fun with it.
Just, yeah, maybe.
Ooh, no, you know what you should do? Make a paper and, like, just make a giant ring. And then, like, a sign that says, like, that you just, like, tape to your shirt that says, The One Ring.
Or what I could do is just write on a piece of paper, generic character.
That's background it. Character.
NPC.
NPC. And just kind of like glitch out once in a while. No, we're
gonna say the same thing over and over.
Do it. Welcome, traveler. And just kind of like stare at him for like 5 minutes.
Kashyyyk has wares if you have coin.
Dude. Now you have to.
Perfect.
No, you have like a white button-up, right?
A white button-up? No, but I have a light purple.
Dude, that's perfect. Yeah, white, purple, and then khakis?
I don't have khakis. I have navy blue slacks.
Perfect. So you just roll them up to the ankle and walk around feetless. Not feetless, shoeless.
Feetless.
cut off your fucking feet.
For a dinner.
For a dinner. Like,
theme dinner. I am feetless.
Well, in the news, Colorado woman removes feet for theme dinner to make costume more accurate.
What was the costume, you ask?
A pillage victim.
NPC.
NPC. We all know NPCs don't have feet.
No.
They just float. No, but I think the purple and the blue slacks would work, you know, and you could just roll them up.
We'll have to see. I don't like the idea of going feetless.
Feetless. Well, I'm sure you can keep your feet on.
Well, then the feet need to come with shoes.
Just wear sandals.
The NPC with a pair of Tevas.
They're called Mordor walkers. Morgoth walkers.
God. I hate everything about it.
I love it. Anyways, guys, we're Critical Hit, a Pokemon podcast.
You couldn't tell by that opening.
No. We're having a dinner tonight that's Hobbit themed, so we got real nerdy with it. Anyways, we're Critical Hit. We're a Pokemon podcast that primarily talks about the TCG and the rest of the Pokemon fandom. I'm Jake. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at tattooed.raichu.
And I'm Sam.
Bamantha.
No.
That one definitely was not close.
I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And Brittany is still on her little workcation thing, being a slave.
Her sabbatical.
Her sabbatical.
Instead of learning something, though, she's just working.
Yeah.
She's just taking a break from us just to go slave away somewhere else.
GameStop revoked our subscription of her. So until we pay up for the PowerPoint Club thing?
Yeah, is that what it's called? Pro Game Players, the Power thing.
Yeah, so until we resubscribe to that, our use of Brittany is gone.
Except I am a current subscriber of that.
Oh, mine just came up, so it's my fault then.
I did the thing where they had like a special going to where if you resubscribed like at a certain time, you got like 10,000 points. Which is an automatic, like, $10 certificate. So I'm like, sign me the fuck up.
Dude, for real. So, like, the only reason I do it is for the $5 off. And, like, I forget I have it half the time. And so when, like, every once in a while when I do go in there, I'm like, buy all this Pokemon cards. They're like, oh, hey, you have, like, $40. And, like, my bill will be, like, 50-something. And you're like, all of it. Fucking all of it.
Use all of it.
Anyways, so... Yeah, you could find her on TikTok and Instagram at Spooky Vaporeon. That's spooky with an I. And on OnlyFans selling Raptor's feet and Jackson's feet.
She's gonna kill us. She's gonna kill us.
Gotta be here to do it.
Right? If she doesn't want it to happen, she's gotta make sure it doesn't happen.
Oh, also, the $5 subscription to the Jackson's Feet promo will be ending at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So if you want those hot little toe beans from a short little Viking man, you will subscribe today.
Do you think they could tell he's a short little Viking man just from feet pics?
I think I could see him painting him like a nice turquoise.
His toenails.
No. Wait, turquoise and bronze, that's like a Viking-ish aesthetic.
He's getting a pedi done.
Dude, apparently it's super nice.
I've always wanted, like, a pedicure, but I also don't like people touching my feet, so it's never gonna happen.
Yeah, I've got one fucked up toe from when it was, like, obliterated, so, like, the nail grows weird. So I'm kind of, like, self-conscious, like, I'll wear sandals.
Don't look at my fucking toes.
Like... I'll wear sandals and stuff, it's fine, but, like, if someone's staring at my feet, one, I'm a little worried you have, a fetish, and two, that's disgusting. My toe looks like it belongs to someone's butthole. Don't. Which is probably part of their fetish.
Critical Hit, your number one source for feet content.
For weird foot, toe, butthole fetishes.
Not Pokemon anymore.
Naps food in American politics. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. It's because I haven't been watching the news.
Neither have I. I'm over it.
But the Olympics have started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's politics. I did take a really good nap yesterday. And for food, chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to Nap Food and American Politics, Season 3.
Episode one.
Anyways, so how was your week?
It was good. It was good. Started working with like the high school band for marching band stuff. So been a little busy, but that's okay.
Right. Gearing up.
This was like my last quote unquote free week before I go back because of band camp next week, and then teachers go back the week after.
Right, which sucks, but dude. I bet you're so excited because, like, you got the job that you want, like, the job, middle school band.
Yes.
So, does that mean the pop punk is not dead? Band recital is officially happening.
I have only found one song that would fit. And so, unless you want to hear Mighty Mighty Boss Tones on repeat for, like, five songs...
I will find more.
Okay.
I will find more, and I will find the sheet music, so all you have to do is scan it. With TikTok and social media out there, I guarantee you there is someone out there, another band teacher is like, I will compose this. They've done it, and they're like, this is a resource. Take it.
Composers are funny. Some are like, yes. Take my stuff, play through it, let me know what I can do better. And then some are like, don't you fucking dare. Unless you have permission and money.
So when you do it, you know how like Jack Black like made everyone like some weird generic dad rock punk, like in like school rock? That's how the kids need to dress.
Oh my god. And they wouldn't have a fucking clue. They're like, eh. And I'd be like...
Yeah. Like, all their parents and everyone would be like, this is amazing. Give Sam a raise. Give Sam a raise.
We're manifesting it. We are speaking it into existence.
Dude, we are. You even gotta, like, stage dive, too, like Jack Black.
Oh my god.
It's happening.
What a stage dive would look like is... So... We play in the gym, so it'd be like me jumping off the podium just to like fall face first onto the gym floor, and all the parents just sort of sitting in the bleachers.
Give her a raise.
So.
Here's the thing, when you do that, because there's not if, it's when you do that, because it will happen this year. There will be consequences. Arson, I should say.
It's okay. That building is super freaking old. We need a new one.
So, if not one parent goes in there and be like, I need to talk to you about your band teacher. And if not one single person's like, she needs more money. Give her more money. I will be super disappointed.
We did just get a new principal, so.
All right.
So, status quo is changing. No.
Right. Like, if you pull on a concert for a bunch of parents who, like, deeply, deeply miss Warped Tour, right? Because it's, like, a lot of the parents are my age now, right? Around?
Well, a little older, because kids are 11 to 13. Okay.
They would have gotten a Warped Tour for sure, though.
Except here's the thing. A lot of them are, like, super rich. And, like, doctors and such. I don't know how many of them flew in those circles.
I don't know. There's a lot of doctors that had, like, a secret emo phase. They're good at surgery for one reason.
They practice. No! On their stuffed animals as children. On their stuffed animals.
They didn't have a lover in Ohio.
Okay, one more rabbit trail before we start.
Okay.
There is a content creator on TikTok who is your goth dad, and he's basically like dress up full goth but like Minnesotan dad accent.
No.
Yeah, and it turns out he's like an EMT, a firefighter EMT, like in real life.
So he's like a super dad. He's just like your generic Minnesotan dad. He's like, I'm a firefighter, eh?
Yeah, but except like white face paint, black lipstick, black hair. Like, all of his tattoos are, like, goth, so I think he's, like, legit goth.
Right.
But, like, in the comfort of his own home, not in...
So his New Balances are black. Does he legitimately have black New Balances?
No.
I was gonna say, this man's a hero.
No, but it's funny because he'll dress up in like a sweater vest and like the long sleeve shirt underneath. I'm like, okay.
Right on. This man's a hero.
He is a national treasure.
This week, what did I do? So we booked a wedding venue finally for 2 years out, which sucks, but dude, it's gorgeous. And then, yeah, we've just kind of been planning for the Hobbit dinner. So that's pretty much it. It's been a slow week. It's been a week.
This is Goth Dad.
Oh my god,
he's goth.
He's Goth Dad. Okay, I have to hear his accent.
Oh, hi there. Is that like
a quick, is that like a quick 30-second one?
If it's not, we'll stop it.
Alright.
Hi there, baby dad. So I understand you want to learn how to make your own grilled cheese tombstone. Step one, put on some spooky tunes. Step two, set your oven to 350 and grease your pan. Step three, make sure you take your crust off your bread and push the bread down into the pan. Step four, put your cheese in there. Step five, cover it up with another piece of bread there.
Does he actually have a kid?
Throw her in the oven there. Final step, take her out there, yeah. Oh, that's hot. Oh, jeez. Oh, that looks wicked good, yeah. Oh, hi there, baby bat.
Dude.
Well, hi there, baby bat.
Here's the thing. He's going to be such a good dad.
He made grilled cheese tombstones.
And then not only that, like, it's,
Sorry, there's Coda here. I could hear like his breathing.
Oh no,
it's fine. He's a good boy.
So not only that, it's not like your typical like modern day goth. He's like going for like the 80s goth aesthetic, which is perfect. So he looks like a dad, just like if the dad was really into Cure. And that's totally like he wins.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect, Goth Dad. He'd be invited to the Hobbit party.
Yeah, he's invited to the cookout. Have you seen that one?
Yes. That's who we determine who's cool or not if they're invited to the Hobbit dinner.
Yeah. They have a table at the dinner. Anyways, so news. We don't have a ton of news, right, from my understanding?
We have a bunch of stuff, but they're all really small stories.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll go ahead and kick it off. So it looks like compensation shipping out for the Elite Trainer Box error, which, dude, I honestly totally forgot about that.
I did and I didn't. But now I know why it took so long, because they actually made like special blister packs just for these like errors that feature the three promos and the two packs, and then also it comes, well, the picture showed that it came with a Raikou coin.
Cool.
So I was wondering how they were going to ship it out. I'm like, oh, loose packs, loose cards, like what are they going to do? I expected like a little tiny package with like some top loaders or something.
Right.
This is so much better. It's super cool.
So are you saying we're benefiting from the screw-up?
Yeah. We are benefiting from the screw-up.
I'm excited, dude.
It's still unclear that if you bought two boxes, if you'll get two of these things, but fingers crossed, they are starting to ship out. Some people have gotten them. If you haven't gotten yours yet, it will be soon, it sounds like.
So question, if you do get two, right? Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, are you, because here's the thing, it's one of those things where errors like this don't happen very often, right? So when they create special packaging and stuff like that, right, they're obviously new marketing whatever on it specifically for this error. If you order two and you do get two, I would highly suggest keeping it one sealed specifically for the collectivity, because you're getting the same shit in the same the same thing, but the packaging, like, they're obviously manufacturing packaging for this error. Like, here's the thing, like, if I now I'm kind of like, man, I should have bought two just so, like, if on the off chance that you do get two, I have one sealed, because it would just be a cool thing to put in a shadow box, like, hey, you see that's my fuck up.
Right, and it's like, that is going to be a super exclusive item, because those, there were only a certain amount of pre-orders available, first off.
Right.
And then second, like, it wasn't, the error wasn't supposed to happen. So you got that going as well. Like, there'll probably never be another product like this. Unless they continue to fuck up.
Yeah.
But I don't think they will.
The Raikou coin, though, is a nice fun surprise, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's, this is just another example of a company taking care of its fans, and it's, I don't want to say customers. Starts with a P. Participants. Pure something something something.
Don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, no, it really shows that the... shows great customer service. It shows that the company actually wanted to rectify the situation. I know we got our little $10 reimbursement back way early.
Right.
So that was nice too. Like, they're doing what they can to make it right, even if it might be like a little bit of an inconvenience on their part.
Honestly, I'll take two inconveniences, please.
Right. Like, I wouldn't be upset if they did this again.
Yeah, no, like, seriously, I'm not mad at all. If anything, like, I'm really excited. Like, it's one of those things where it's just like, one, as a podcast, we get to unbox something that not everyone's going to get. And two, like, it wasn't even a bummer, because it's like, I'm still getting them. Like, I'm still getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting more, so almost like, I feel appreciated more than I do, like, inconvenienced. I don't actually feel inconvenienced. I just feel appreciated, like, flat out. So, good on you, Pokemon. This is another example of, like, a company taking care of its fans and the people involved within the community they build.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, granted, they probably already had the backs of, like, the blister packs, because it was the Chilling Rain back.
Mm.
But they still had to, like, print out new molds for the plastic, because they had the three promos there. So, I mean, they already took a little bit of a hit on these boxes anyways with the $10 reimbursement. And then, like, the little, like, nickel and dimes of the plastic, it adds up, and it shows that, yeah, they're probably still making a profit, and one hell of a profit off of these products, but shows that profit isn't going to get in the way of customer service.
Right, yeah. You know, and... yeah. I don't know. It's like a little box of chocolates, and I'm like, hey, we fucked up.
Yeah.
I wonder if the booster box, instead of it, like, being, like, the Chilling Rain, like, Chilling Rain, we fucked up box set.
Somehow I get the feeling it's not going to happen, but you never know.
You never know.
Right?
Anyways, so last month, the Pokemon Center announced the manufacturing area, the exclusives Pokemon Center editions of the Chilling Rain Elite Trainer boxes. They were supposed to come with 10 booster packs, but were accidentally manufactured with 8 in each box, cost $10 more than a regular box. So yeah. Kind of basically, they forgot that they're giving us the Galarian Birds and 2 booster pack, all this cool stuff and packaging. Like, I'm a sucker for marketing, so that's like even more for me.
Right.
I don't know. Super cool. Good on you.
Go Pokemon.
Moving on.
All right. So we have some new trademarks that just came out.
Wouldn't it be milk taking on?
Moving on. So the new trademarks are Battle Legion and Starbirth. Yeah.
Starbirth. That makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, it gets better.
I think I just think of Jirachi, like, legs spread with the giant gaping baby just popping out of its vagine.
Two new trademarks have been filed by Pokemon. Battle Legion and Starbirth are under the same application terms as previous TCG trademarks. These will likely be upcoming Japanese sets. Trademarks are usually discovered about 5 to 6 months in advance, so these should release in the winter. This would place them around the release of Pokemon Legends Arceus. The only trademarks we haven't seen revealed yet are VMAX Climax. We have Climax and Birth. And V-Star. Perhaps V-Star could be a new card mechanic in Star Birth.
I'm not
just
saying...
going to keep saying Climax and Birth, and it's going to bug the shit out of you.
Here's the thing. I don't want to say that Pokemon Company's been listening to us, and that maybe we're getting to them, but it sounds like they've been listening to us, and we're getting to them. Because they're like, you know what? What if a Pokemon Climax is during birth? Mm-hmm. It's just a sexual experience. You just have, like... a milk tank just, like, spraying milk from its teats as its, like, eyes are rolling back, like, the Argo face as it's giving birth to its child, will 100% just, like, getting off on it.
I was gonna say, someone is either woefully naive down out in Japan, or someone knew exactly what they were doing and is getting fired.
They're like, There will be memes. Pokemon Master Sex, that hashtag is going to come back stronger than ever. One card is going to feature one Pokemon getting plowed, and then the next one, them giving birth. Gardevoir, this is your set.
Run.
You take it and run with it.
No, run away.
This is your time to shine.
Run away.
Poor Vaporeon. Now I'm just thinking the Arcanine, like, what? Pinning the Eevee up. Oh, no! Anyways, okay.
So, I'm curious to see what this might be. I feel like the V-Star is going to be something similar to, like, Gold Star. You know, just with Pokemon V, Gold Stars were in the EX era. Super cool, like, special shiny Pokemon worth a ton of money now. So, if they had something similar, only with V Ultra Rares... I would not be upset.
Yeah, I could see something like that.
I would love to see that kind of stuff come back, because EX era is around the time when I started buying Pokemon cards, because, you know, it was in the early 2000s, early to mid 2000s. I was getting allowance and chore money, and that's what I would spend my money on, and, you know, always pick the packs with, like, Charizard on front, or the coolest looking Pokemon, because I didn't know about sets. But I'm totally down for them to bring Gold Stars back.
Yeah, that would be dope. You know, and you basically still do the same thing, you just have adult money now.
I know what I'm looking for now, though.
You're like, this Charizard... Watch, you're going to go into Target, and you're like, oh, I need that, ooh, Charizard back.
Ooh. I may or may not have bought, like, those little Kanto power tins strictly because there was a Charizard on it.
So you still do it.
The little, like, the mini tins that came out with Rebel Clash, I may have bought one, like, just because of the Obstagoon.
Like the one we have in our giveaway that you guys are going to learn more about
Kanto
later.
The Kanto power tins, two of them, yeah.
Anyways, so GameStop is getting another promo for Evolving Skies. GameStop will be giving a Duraludon promo starting August 27th. So that will be, I think, when this episode comes out.
August.
Sorry.
We're still in July.
That will not be when this episode comes out. An episode will be out, but not this episode.
Not this
Actually,
one.
Technically, this episode will be out then.
It will not have been fresh released.
It will not be fresh. It was probably a little moldy and sitting in your fridge for too long. Anyways, so, August 27th, this is to celebrate the release of Evolving Skies. You can get the promo when purchasing $15 of Pokemon TCG merchandise. Have you pre-ordered Evolving Skies?
I have found nowhere that actually has pre-orders up that aren't ridiculously priced.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I want it.
I'm gonna wait till Pokemon Center comes out with their, like, special box. And then I did happen to find a game store that sells stuff at MSRP. But I don't know how much shipping is, so I gotta look at that.
Right. I'll probably wait for Poke Center, honestly.
Pokemon Center ETBs for sure. And then... there's some other really good stuff that's coming out, so I might... try and find it elsewhere.
Yeah. We don't know which Duraludon will be given out yet. It may be the most recent one from Vivid Voltage. It should be a Cosmic Holo foil version with a GameStop stamp. This is yet another Gigantamax-capable Pokemon or receiving a promo card at GameStop before Duraludon. We had Sandaconda, Don't Want None, Dirty Little Flapple, Copperajah, and...
We Flapple out of this.
Centiscorch. EB Games in Canada will also be the... be holding the promotion. Their version will have an EB Games stamp on the corner, which EB Games is basically Canada's version of GameStop.
Right. The one thing I like that that EB Games does that GameStop hasn't done yet, and I don't understand why, is that they put the red in their logo with the stamps, and GameStop, as of right now, is just all black, even though their logo isn't all black.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it just might be a few cents cheaper.
But just all black.
I don't know.
It's fine.
It's kind of annoying. The EB Game ones look better just because it does have that pop of color, but what can you do?
America. Anyways, talking about America, so we have a giveaway in the last couple episodes. We said we'd be doing a trainer challenge, but we'd introduce it randomly throughout the episode. The last couple of times we've done it at the end, so we're going to go ahead and do it now because I want to see who's paying attention.
Okay.
Cool. So, Sam, last week I picked the trainer challenge, so this week is your week to pick the trainer challenge. Just to go over again, we are giving a huge giveaway. You have up until the...
Episode 19
to complete all the challenges. Each challenge is an entry for the drawing. On there. So you're just going to want to listen from episode 7 on over to episode 19 to complete these challenges. And they're fairly simple.
Yeah. Actually, I think it might even be episode 6. I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll have to look.
6 or 7. Start at 6 just to be safe.
Start at 6 because you love us.
Yeah. And anyways, so right now what we have for a giveaway is we have a Pokeball Premier Ball tin, 2 Kanto region mini tins, a Build-In-Battle-Box. No?
Gardevoir-theme deck. The Build-In-Battle-Box is a pre-release item.
Yeah, a Gardevoir-theme deck.
We have lots and lots and lots of bulk, so that way you can make your own decks.
Right.
We have a cell phone ringing.
one ringtone.
One ringtone. And then we also have... a booster box of battle styles.
Right. And so we're still building up on that. So it's that is going to grow. We have plans that we'd like to get some stuff. We're going to try to make it as big and juicy as a Flapple bottom. Or a...
Appleton.
An Appleton bottom.
An Appleton
apple
bottom.
Apple top bottom thick. Girls. Boots with the fur.
With the fur.
And
so the whole club was looking at her,
right? Cause she was shiny. so yeah, it's going to be an awesome giveaway. So all you have to do is complete these challenges. And like I said, throughout the episode, we will randomly just figure it out because, you know, if we just do it at the end, then you're just going to skip the episode and not listen. And that kind of sucks. So don't suck. Anyway,
yeah,
Sam,
don't be that guy.
What do they have to do this week?
All
commit arson, murder, sacrifice their firstborn. Sorry, I just totally dropped it on you. Surprise!
No, I was thinking of something, but we have been pretty card motivated in the past. We're going to switch it up a little bit. I want you to show us your favorite Pokemon product, official or unofficial. It can be like homemade, it can be from a different seller. That is not a Pokemon card. So I know Jake has a really neat like Pokeball Terrarium featuring Mewtwo.
Which is not official.
Yeah, it's not an official product.
Etsy store that my wife got me, but it's super cool.
It's super cool. So if he wanted to do an entry, he could take a snapshot of that and put it on their story and tag us, because if we are not tagged, we cannot see it. And he would get an entry. I know one of my favorite products is like those Pokemon marbles from way back in the 90s. Still right. In package.
Holy crap, I forgot all about those.
I have a packet. I have, like, the Pokemon marbles and, like, the bag still in the package sealed that I would probably show off if I wanted an entry. So, yeah, I mean, it can be something as simple as, like, one of those little battle figures. It can be something from an independent seller off of Etsy. It can be something from the Pokemon store.
That Gengar pillow thing.
Right. Let's say you really love the Sitting Cuties plushies. Send us a picture of your Sitting Cuties plushies.
Yeah, put it in your story. Tag us in a post.
Right.
Tag us. It's fine.
Pop figures. Anything that is Pokemon related, but not a card.
Right. Well, I guess like those hand-painted cards from Etsy, I guess those would count.
Those would totally count. So anything that's besides not like a typical regular Pokemon card.
Right.
It could be a custom card. It could be a card that you made
like
yourself.
Like the Love Chew one that I got?
Mm-hmm. It could be a card that you made yourself. If you want to show off your skills, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, so talking about skills, right? So Sam showed me a person who, before the episode, was super awesome. They're not affiliated, you know, they're not paying for an ad or anything like that.
We just think it's super cool.
Yeah, this person doesn't even know who the fuck we are. Like,
that's how disconnected we are. Does not know we exist.
So Sam follows this person on TikTok, and they make a really cool product, and we thought it was so awesome that we just had to tell you about it. Sam, tell us more.
Okay, so TikTok user Geek and Artsy, is a dice maker, generally makes like custom craft dice for D&D, you know, with different colors and inclusions and stuff like that. But recently this person has gotten into making a very, very special set of D6 dice. For those of you who don't know what D6s are, that's just a six-sided dice that you normally see, play Yahtzee with, call it good. This person has been making D6 dice with Pokemon inclusions in them. And they have Pokemon from Meowth to Lapras, Kabuto, Kabutops, Mewtwo, Snorlax, Shellder. And they just started doing it. They've only made two sets. But what I've seen so far, they are super cute, super great. I don't know if they're going to be inked, but they would make some super awesome damage counters as well if you play the TCG and just want to flex a little bit. Like, flex with your custom Pokemon dice.
Dude, they're super cool, and it looks like they've got the little claymation figures in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome. It's definitely something that you should check out. What's their name?
Geek and Artsy.
Geek and Artsy. I'm assuming they're probably on a Geek and Etsy.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think they do have an Etsy store. Let's look it up. So yes, this person web shop. This person does like shop updates. So stuff comes out every once in a while, depending on when they can get their stuff out and through. They do not have an Etsy shop, but they do have their own website.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy. And all it says is web shop because TikTok does not like showing me links. So, check out Geek and Artsy on TikTok. Their link tree is in their bio to where you can go ahead and find their shop and find all their other social medias. Check them out. Super cool. And I hope they continue to make these Pokemon dice because I think they're also making the inclusions themselves in order to fit. So they're working super hard. Give them some love.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on now, though. As soon as I unlock my computer.
That's all right.
Not it. Okay, so we have talked about Duraludon. Now we're going to talk about what's coming in that new Marnie box that's actually dropping on the 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, We finally have photos of what's coming in the Marnie box. If you want to check out those photos, they are going to be on PokeBeach.com. But it comes with three foil promos of Marnie, which is the Sword and Shield promo 120, featuring her signature. So we are getting the Marnie signature over the artwork. And a full supporter of Marnie, Sword and Shield promo number 121, which is the full art of her in, like, her uniform when the competitor's uniform for the gym challenge. Both of these cards we've seen before. The full art released in Japan, and it was supposed to be, I believe, in our Shining Fates, and they took it out for this reason.
Right.
And then the signature cards we've talked a lot about, gosh, for what seems like forever ago, but probably just a couple weeks, about how much we liked them.
Right.
So we're getting three of those cards, the full art, seven booster packs, a Marnie deck box, a Marnie coin, a set of 65 card sleeves, two condition marker coins, and six damage counter dice. So the really cool thing about this coin is that I actually was a big ol' nerd and looked up all the coins in Bulbapedia that exist. And this is only the third coin that's been released that has a person on it.
Really?
Yep, the other two were Brock and Misty, and then Nessa, I believe, is coming. So, very, very few people coins in the entirety of Pokemon coins, so that'll be cool to get. The pictures... is that an ad?
That is an ad on the, for the Marnie thing. You got that big old Gwen booty.
Okay, so apparently there's some ads on PokeBeach that feature...
I'm gonna click it.
But the pictures featured feature Marnie actually practicing smiling with her Morpeko. You shouldn't have clicked on the ad,
I'm kidding. No, they're just actually like little flash games.
Okay.
That's so weird.
That's not what I expected. So Marnie is practicing smiling with her Morpeko. You know, trying to be the wonderful, charismatic person that all punks definitely are. So it's super cute. It's a super neat product. You know, I definitely want to be the one to... I definitely want to pick it up if we can ever find it. And $40 for all that stuff seems like a good, fair price.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you spend $40 on an ETB and get 8 packs and some other stuff, but you don't get a deck box. You don't get, like, a special coin. So it seems comparable to basically an ETB in a smaller packaging with more exclusive stuff. So that's super cool. It comes out August. We will address it again when we get to new products.
I think I might end up picking that up for Doc, like, as a birthday gift or something like that. Because it's just, like, it's a nice little... like a nice little box, and the packaging is fucking adorable.
Right.
Little cookie box.
Little cookie box.
They should have like a Wasted Morpeko, where it's just like the little like berry jug thing, the gourd water bottle container. Anyways, so Japan's Golden 25th Anniversary Box has been revealed. The 25th Anniversary Golden Box was just displayed at Japan Championships 2021 tournament.
Say it.
We fucked up. And boy, it's gold.
And boy, is it gold.
we forgot to watch.
I think it might still be on Twitch. No, okay. No, the actual, like, Players' Cup Invitational doesn't happen till August.
Oh, this that's is something right. Different. Yes, okay. I was worried. I was like, damn, we fucked up.
We are bad at our jobs. I mean, we still are. We still are bad at our jobs, but still.
But we're not terrible. Okay, so
we're good.
Anyways, as we discussed before, it was released in Japan on October 22nd for 17,600 yen. 600 and yen. God damn it, I started. Why? It will contain a gold Pokeball card, a gold Pikachu V card, a 60 card deck that has that's completely hollow. Dope. A set of 64 premium gloss card sleeves, a foil-stamped rubber playmat, a metal dice and conditioned markers, a synthetic leather deck case, synthetic leather playmat case, a synthetic leather dice case, a Pokemon coin, a 5 of the 25th anniversary promo packs. As previously announced, it will feature 4 Pikachu reprints, the gold Pikachu V, an alternate art reprint of the Pikachu V from the main 25th anniversary collection set. The other reprints include Pikachu from Sword and Shield base set, the Pikachu V-Max from Vivid Voltage, the Pikachu V that was found in the V-Power tin alongside Eevee and Eternatus. You know, and if you want to check out the images, see what they look like, you could find them on a Pokebeach. Not a specific one, just a... No, you can find them on PokeBeach.com.
And the stamped playmat is what really got me, because I didn't necessarily know what it meant by gold foiled stamped playmat until I saw the thing. Like, the entire picture of the playmat, it's like a goldish yellow matte background, and then...
The foil.
Gold. Printed on it. Yeah.
It's a cool little box. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, and because this stuff is only going to get released in Japan, it's going to be super exclusive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we move on, we need to take a break.
Yeah. I gotta go take a shit in a child's mouth. Just kidding, no. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and take a little bit of a coffee break. We will be right back. All right, I'm back. I murdered Sam.
Ow.
No, did you see that I made the little, like, Spider-Gwen booty twerk?
I didn't click on it.
Click on it and watch it. I was twerking it. I was twerking it and working it. Like, the things, like, oh my gosh.
Okay, so good. A plus.
A plus.
A plus. Okay, so moving on.
Moving on.
Pokemon has revealed complete images of the Celebrations products. Quite a few of them, obviously, not all of them. But images featuring Lance's Charizard, Dark Sylveon, and the promos for the Pikachu VMAX figure box and the Pikachu V Union have, like, all been revealed. These are in addition to the cards that have already been revealed, like the Zacian Level X, Delta Species, everything that we've talked about in the past and will continue to, like, just be super fans of until they come out. The Pikachu VMAX that's shown is actually the Pikachu VMAX that was in Japan that we didn't get before. So that is super cool. I'm excited that we're getting that one. We also got a closer look at some of the cards. The Dragapult Prime says that this card cannot be used for official tournaments, confirming our speculation that the remake cards of old mechanics will not be legal for tournament play, and that this is truly made for collectors. This, of course, shouldn't apply to Pokemon V like Dark Sylveon and Lance's Charizard V. The main set will contain over 45 cards, including 4 Pokemon V and 2 Pokemon V Max. It will feature legendary, mythical, and other beloved Pokemon. This includes Mew, Ho-Oh, Zamazenta, Flying Pikachu, and Surfing Pikachu. Professor Oak will also make an appearance. The main set will be standard legal according to Pokemon.com. In this set, at least in the Japanese set, there are 7 Pikachus.
Right. We also, and so in the Japanese set, we have the a full art Pikachu from base set.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Surfing V Pikachu, which is basically the Surfing Pikachu, but in CGI. Surfing Pikachu V Max, so he's chunky, standing on a tiny, tiny surfboard. Flying Pikachu V, which is just a remake of a CGI, and then Flying Pikachu VMAX, which is a giant Pikachu with tiny balloons.
Towering over a plane.
Plane, yeah. Then we have Pikachu V, and then Pikachu V Union, which is just a mod podge of a shit ton of Pikachus.
So, fun fact about that V Union, and I think this is so cool. In order to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pokemon, this Pikachu V Union doesn't have one Pikachu. It doesn't have two Pikachus. Doesn't even have five. There are 25 Pikachus on this card from 25 different artists. So you're seeing some of the most famous artwork from the biggest, like, Pokemon illustrators all on this one card. And I think that is so cool. In addition to these seven Pikachus, Japan has also revealed they have, like, special promo packs of, like, reprints of old cards. Like, we've seen the base set Venusaur. They also revealed that those packs will also probably contain a birthday Pikachu, which is super cool.
Oh, yeah, I saw that little cake.
Mm-hmm. Pikachu blowing out the candles, super classic card. Really excited that we in the U.S. might get another one.
It'll be cool. Yeah.
Seven Pikachus. Love it.
It's a Pika puke of Pikachus.
So many Pikachus. The V Union, though, I am beyond excited for.
It's a fun card.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what ads are showing on yours, but I'm getting ads for J. Crew boxers. So. Huh. You're getting booties and I'm getting boxer shorts.
Booties and Boxers, the new podcast.
Spinoff of Critical Hit. Yeah, anyways. So.
What else do we got going on?
I was so confused there for a second. Because you put it like right under the headline. So I'm like, oh, Greninja Star and other Celebrations products have been revealed at a trade show. And then I look and I'm like, I don't remember anything about Britney Spears. It's not Britney Spears.
No.
Apparently, Britney has been arrested for sexually assaulting raptors to get feet pics.
You know, it's been a tough time for the podcast, and I think... we'll have to revisit her being able to come back and, you know, pending further investigation, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Moving on from that sad news, Greninja Star and other Celebration products have been revealed at a trade show.
I was kind of hoping for a Robin Burgundy teleprompter moment. Anyways.
No, I actually read. So, we now have, in addition to all the other Celebrations news that has been coming out and coming out and coming out and getting everybody more and more hyped, we now have images, although, albeit shitty images, but we have images of Greninja Star and in-hand Celebrations products. And these products include, like, the collector's chest. We got to see the Pikachu VMAX figurine as well. Super exciting. The products were revealed last Wednesday by a TPCI employee during the toy trade show called Toy Insider Sweet Sweets. Really?
That was the dog snoring.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, he's behind me. Anyways.
Toy Insider Sweet Sweet. Spelled sweet spelled two different ways. I feel like that's an important, like, thing to notice. The event is usually held in New York, but was virtual this year due to the pandemic, hence the hence the shitty pictures. That cannot be the dog. I really hope it picks it up.
I hope so too.
Just like move the mic a little closer. So before we go on, I checked out the website on this like Toy Insider thing, and it just looks like freaking the world from Wreck-It Ralph just exploded. Very colorful and.
Oh, it's picking it up.
very colorful, almost like makes you sick. Like, definitely meant for like. It looks like it's a kid's website, but it was definitely meant for adults.
Oh, yeah.
But at first, it was thought that the conference was supposed to be confidential because they're showing off brand new stuff. But it turns out attendees were encouraged to promote everything that brands share with them. Over 50 companies attended this year's event. The Pokemon Company International presented the Celebrations products to 20 people at a time over Zoom from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So they gave this presentation God knows how many times to show off these products. If you want to check out the images, they can be found at pokebeach.com. And, like, looking at some of these images, like, some are hard to tell, but some look really cool.
Yeah, like the...
And I'm super stoked.
Little Gigantamax... Pikachu figure is he's a chunky boy.
He's chunky. I like how they even gave him the clouds above.
Yeah. And then we got the Dragapult box that we see.
The Pikachu V Union box.
Yeah, the one with the
collectors. Mimikyu. Yep, the collector's chest, and we got to see the promos for that, the coin. And, of course, the Greninja star that we haven't gotten to see at all because those are in the ETBs. And just true to form, the Greninja gold star looks exactly how, like, it would if it were... if it were made back in the EX era. Just with the new Pokemon. So, super excited to see that.
Yeah, it'll be super cool.
Yeah. And I think it was good that they allowed, like, viewers and people to sort of, like, hype it up and amp it up. Because there, I feel like there's very few marketing techniques that are genuinely better than word of mouth.
Right.
Because I'm very skeptical of companies, but I am not as skeptical as a person who, like a real person saying, hey, this is a good product. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so a new shiny Mew card has been leaked. On Friday, July 23rd, a picture of a blurry gold card appeared on Reddit. Under the subreddit, r/PokemonTCG, that card was an English shiny Mew complete with the 25th anniversary stamp. A lot of people believe that this card is legit due to the texture that is seen and the consistency comparable with other gold cards that have been released. Since that first picture, another have arrived of the card in a top loader. This is currently unclear if both pictures belong to one person or if there's more than one shiny Mew floating around. No matter what it is, that card was not supposed to go out to the public. It seems like we have another Charizard situation on our hands.
Yeah. I completely agree. And at this point, with the Charizard going out and the Mew being leaked and another Charizard getting graded by CGC, and then, like, at this point, these are three major cards that right. have been leaked early. And I'm starting to think that it is someone in the Pokemon company.
Right. Or it's intentional. Because here's the thing. I remember them like, oh, we'll like keep you updated more when we find out. We never heard anything out. So part of me is thinking maybe just kind of as like to get people even more excited about like, oh, this card's coming. This card is going to be worth a ton. Maybe Pokemon's allowing these leaks as like some weird underground marketing thing where I don't know, you know, but
right.
It's possible.
Some weird marketing campaign,
right, where it's possible where they're just like, hey, we want you to leak this card, like they're it's possible they are very full well aware of it, but they have some dude going on to Reddit in these groups making it seem like as if
they're being leaked, you know, and then I'm sure when the CGC graded this card and nothing, we never heard anything about it, maybe the CGC was also in on it because they were just like, hey.
I don't think so for that one. Like, there is a very, like, strict policy among all grading services that you do not grade cards before they come out officially. Like, that is a big no-no.
Okay.
So.
On their end, it's probably still a fuck-up, but it's possible that this is, like, some weird marketing gimmick that costs them no money but time.
Right. This card, though, is... It's pretty cool. It's pretty incredible. So, just like all the other gold cards, solid gold background with the shiny, like, stars that are there. But then Mew is front and center with that baby blue shiny. And, like, all shiny Mew cards... It's going to be worth a lot of money as soon as it comes out, and no matter how saturated the market gets, unless it's just overly saturated,
right?
It's going to maintain its value. Mew cards, shiny Mew cards always maintain.
Were you going to say mittens?
No, I was going to say just regular Mew cards, and oh. I didn't add shiny. Shiny Mew cards always maintain, and generally as... they get older and harder to find, they go up. So the fact that we've seen two pictures, once again, don't know if they're from the same dude or if there's more than one Mew. It's exciting because that 25th anniversary stamp means that we're going to get it in celebrations. And this is going to probably be one of those Vs, one of the four Vs that we know is coming in the set. Have you seen the picture yet?
I have not.
It's super cool. Let me see if I can find it and put it in the chat.
Yeah.
But that is our TCG news.
Yeah, so we're going to move on to video game news real quick. Pokemon Unite has dropped. Pokemon Unite was released this past Wednesday. For those who don't know, Unite is a MOBA game, multiplayer online battle arena. Think of League of Legends meets Pokemon. Anyways, as you play Pokemon as a Pokemon that is a member of a team, and try to knock out other players and other Pokemon in the arena. So that's cool. I have not got it, but I'm going to download it right now. And yeah, we'll take a look at it because I forgot that it came out. Pokemon.
It's not on a mobile yet. It's only on the Switch. Comes out to mobile in September.
Oh, well then I'll download it on the Switch when I get to that today. Anyways. So Pokemon Go news. Players at GoFest 1 Special Ultra unlocks weeks including time, space, and a mystery. Time. Dialga? Dialga, I don't know why my brain's having a hard time saying that, will be appearing in 5-star raids, and Pokemon from various areas will be appearing more often. Look forward to encountering formerly fossilized Pokemon like Cranidos, and Sheldon.
Shieldon,
and if you are lucky, you might even encounter a shiny Cranidos or Sheldon. For space, looking forward to Palkia appearing in 5-star raids. Durant appearing in the wild, and more. Heracross will also be appearing globally for the first time in 3-star raids.
And this is super cool, because Heracross has never been available as a regional. Like, they've done the Kanto regionals, and they've like switched Soul Rock and Lunatone, and they have switched Volbeat and Illumise, but they've never had Heracross leave its region.
Yeah, I think I got a Heracross to trade.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, let me check.
I'm like, because I just got my Heracross over GoFest.
Ooh, I like that little background that they changed it to.
You haven't opened it in a hot minute.
No. All right.
So while Jake is looking to see if he gets a Heracross, the mystery, we really don't know what will happen once parts 1 and 2 are over. Will these abnormal events continue to happen? What awaits us during part 3? Stay tuned, trainers. We'll keep you posted on our findings. Part 3 will run from Friday, August 20th, 2021 at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, August 31st, 2021 at 8 p.m. local time. Based on what we saw during GoFest with the sky and the new loading screen.
It's not Heracross.
Some people believe that this event will introduce Hoopa into the game, which is a mythical from Gen 6. This has not yet been confirmed and is only speculation at this point. Either way, I am super excited. Dialga and Palkia first introduced as shinies for this event. Dialga is currently going through until the beginning of August, then Palkia, and then hopefully, Hoopa will come in as well.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, sorry, where are we at? So Eevee Community Day?
Yep.
So Eevee Community Day has been announced. Eevee the Evolution Pokemon will be featured during August Community Day. Event will span 2 days instead of just one, which kind of makes sense because that's kind of like when the anniversary stuff is kind of kicking off. Kind of.
It's a little early. But with Eevee having so many evolutions, I think that's why they did 2 days instead of one.
Yeah. Anyways, it'll be featured during August Community Day. Event will span 2 days instead of just one, but obviously why. And that's not all. When you evolve Eevee into any of its evolutions from August 13th through the 13th, 2021 at 10 a.m. to Monday 16th, 2021 at 10 a.m. That Pokemon will know a special attack. During this time, evolving Eevee into a Sylveon will require fewer hearts than usual. In celebration of Eevee Community Day, stickers inspired by Eevee and its evolutions will be available throughout August. You can get stickers inspired by Eevee by spinning Pokestops, opening gifts, and purchasing them from in-game shops. While stickers inspired by Eevee evolutions will be available exclusively from the shop, when you evolve Eevee into any of its evolutions, that Pokemon will know a special attack. Those attacks are Vaporeon is Scald, which is water type, Jolteon Zap, Cannon, Flareon Superpower, which is a fighting type, Espeon Shadow Ball, ghost type, Umbreon Psychic, which is a psychic type, Leafeon Bullet Seed, which is a grass type, Glaceon Water Pulse, and then Sylveon Psy Shock. Eevee caught or hatched during this time will know the last resort. You cannot use non-elite TMs to learn exclusive moves. Evolving Eevee into a Sylveon will require only 7 hearts instead of the usual 50, which is
70.
Sorry.
70.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's
so, this is your time, people, to evolve Sylveon.
Yeah.
If you already did the name trick, this is your time. Stack up on Sylveon now. Because this is wild.
Yeah.
There will also be a special timed research available that rewards a Mossy Lore module, which allows you to evolve Eevee into Leafeon, and a Glacier Lure module, which will evolve Eevee into Glaceon. Mossy Lure Leafeon, Glacial Lure Glaceon. Community Day Box. There will be a special one-time purchase of a Community Day Box available for 1,280 Pokecoins, featuring 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Incense, and an Elite Fast TM, and an elite charge TM. Features and bonuses available during community day hours only. The following features and bonuses will be available on Saturday, August 14th, 2021, and Sunday, August 15th, 2021, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time each day. So this is the official community day, but
right.
The some of the bonuses with the evolutions go before and after.
Right, which is not... When you have so many evolutions involving a Pokemon, of course you're going to gracefully extend that out a bit.
Mm-hmm. There is also an exclusive research story that you can get for $1 US or the equivalent pricing in your local currency. You'll be able to access the Eevee Community Day exclusive special research story titled, What Do You Choose to Be?
A helicopter.
Hopefully you choose to be yourself. There will also be photo bombs during the event where you can snap an AR photo and get photo bombed by Eevee. There are additional bonuses only available on Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time each day. Those are increased spawns, 1/4 hatch distance, 3-hour incense, and 3-hour lures.
Sounds like a fun day.
Right. I'm curious as to why they're doing Eevee again. They've had Eevee in the past, and I'm never complaining about getting more Eevee because of all the evolutions, and I only have the shiny Glaceon and the shiny Sylveon, and I would like to get all of the Eeveelutions, but curious as to why they're doing it again when there are other Pokemon that I know trainers want.
Right. I think it's because of the shinies, and like it's such a high commodity that I don't think it's anything that anyone would ever complain about, honestly. You know, and I think what they're trying to do is give everyone the opportunity to get their shinies.
Right. And that community day that Eevee had was way back, I believe, in 2016 or 2017 when they first started doing community days, so.
Right. Anyways, so we have some new product news. On coming out August 6th, we have the Marnie Premium Tournament Collection, the Shadow Rider and Ice Rider Calyrex boxes, and then the new Trainer's Toolkit. So that's coming up real soon.
Really soon.
And then August 27th, we've got Evolving Skies. September 10th, Build and Battle Stadium, which will be pretty cool. September 24th, we have the V-Union and the Dragonite box, so that's going to be kind of big. I think if we can get our hands on it, we'll probably be doing a little bit of a review.
Right, I want to get those V-Union boxes bad.
Yeah, it'll be definitely be something that we will be checking out. And then we have October 8th and 22nd, the Rayquaza and Noivern V Battle Decks. That's October 8th. And then the 25th anniversary set coming out.
Both days. Yeah.
Anyways, hey, Brittany, you're going to want to talk about this one.
Yeah. Go ahead, Britt. Tell us about it.
Vaporeon has been named support ambassador for Japan's Water Day. The Japanese government has named the first few days in August Water Week due to the hot temperatures. The goal of Water Week is to raise awareness of water role in life and deepen the importance of how it's used by people and nature. My name is Brittany. I'm glad I'm back. The official mascot for Water Week will be Vaporeon, my favorite. I'm so excited. Yay! This is not the first time Japan has chosen a mascot Pokemon for events. Other mascots have included Slowpoke, Geodude, and Sandshrew. Wow, Brittany. Thank you so much. I'm glad you stopped in for that short little bit.
People and nature. My name is Brittany. I'm glad I...
Did you put that in the chat?
Yeah.
You should put it in the story. She'll see that first.
You're right. I'll do both. She's gonna kill us. She's never coming back. Also, I noticed how you commented, I don't have any, to the smooth my balls person.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been, people have been wanting us to, like, try their products. And it's a grooming company.
Well, and, like, here's the thing is, like, they reached out before, and we're like, cool, like, what is this? Like, a sponsorship deal? Do you want an ad? And they're like, buy our product. And then after that point, I was like, okay, whatever. You're just going to spam me. And this is the second time they did it. So I just replied, I don't have any.
Now you know.
Needless to say.
The more you know.
They haven't asked us again.
No, not yet. They only did it on Monday. So this is something that actually happened a few weeks ago that I wanted to bring up because I think it is super cool. This is our last piece of news before we move on, but there was a popular Pokemon YouTuber and streamer that went to Collecticon at the end of June, I believe, and got an absolutely insane error box. And we're not talking like, there was a little bit of an error, like it might be contested. No, this was an error box. So the collector's name is Super Duper Danny. You can find her on YouTube and Twitch. She purchased a box of Neo Discovery, and this is a set from 2001, so before ultra rares were even a thing, and the best thing you could get was a holo rare. From a seller at Collect, so she bought it from a seller at Collecticon, opened each pack live on stream through the app Whatnot. She was collaborating with Whatnot so people could bid live to try and get these packs, like, as she was opening them. And then, like, right before she opened them, they bid. And so it was a way to do, like, a box break. And so what happened was absolutely crazy. Every single pack had a holographic card inside. All 36. Normally, most boxes have in between 11 and 12. An error box would be considered in between 14 and 15. And those are rare.
Yeah, so that's insane.
This is absolutely insane. Like, and towards the end of the, like, auction, people were bidding $1,000 a pack because they knew that they were getting a holo. And holos from Neo sets in general are, if they're in good condition, which these were, can go for hundreds.
Right.
So, and what's really weird is that, like, all the holos were actually randomized. It's not like she got all Wobbuffets or all Yanmas. She pulled every single holo in the set with the exception of, like, a Houndour. She pulled two Tyranitars, she pulled a few Wobbuffets, few Scizors. Like, it was insane. I watched her video and just hit after hit after hit. And so this is the first time that it's ever been documented or recorded of, like, a God box situation.
Right.
Like, she's been contacting, like, big name collectors and big time sellers and stuff like that, asking if they've ever heard of anything like this, and it's never even been heard of. So this is, like, a once in a lifetime opportunity that happened. This is a once in a lifetime thing, just in general.
And it was documented too, like,
it was documented on, like, footage, like, actual video. So there was live stream. There was no, like, doctoring this. This was...
Yeah. That's insane. Like, here's the thing. I would love to... Even if it's just, like, a lower tier, you know, God pack situation, I would love to experiment that. Let's say even if it's just, like, reverse holos of, like, a Morpeko. It doesn't really... I don't really care. But just the experience of just, like, that would be so cool. You know, and, like, yeah. I would keep that pack. Like, I would frame that pack just because I'll be, like, I'd keep the packaging and, like, the cards. Put it, like, in, like, a nice little display and be, like, my God pack.
Right. And they do have God packs, like, in Japan, where every single card is an ultra rare or better. But that's, like, six packs per case. of cards. And apparently with the Neo sets and like older cards in general, normally you can tell like if you have a hit or not based on weighing the packs. The code cards today get rid of that. That's why there's two different colors. Because the green ink weighs more. And so they put the green ink cards in the packs without a holo. So that way they weigh about the same. So you can't weigh them. Back then they didn't have code cards. Back then they didn't do that. But the pack weights with the commons and the uncommons were all over the place. And so in order to like mitigate these like weight issues, I guess like the machine just threw holos in there and then they all just happened to go to the same box. And so this is probably like a once in a lifetime mistake. And it's so cool that it happened like in a time where it was able to be recorded and documented, and everybody who bought a pack, like with those box breaks, like you're taking a gamble because 2/3 of you aren't walking away with something of any real value.
Right.
Everybody who bought a pack got a holo. So it's super cool.
That is super cool. That's,
yeah,
that's awesome.
So yeah, and that's our news.
Yeah. Any new additions?
I haven't bought cards.
I have not bought cards either. It's been like, guys, it's been a crazy week. Last week we took the week off because like we were just, honestly, we were busy.
Scheduling is getting harder and harder, but we're trying.
Yeah, as the school year gets closer, you know, like I've got a kid that I'm preparing for school. Sam is doing school.
Sam is school.
I am the school. But you know, we do plan on still releasing an episode every Tuesday, with the exception of like letting you know within advance, you know. But yeah, it's just that, and like products aren't super hard to get right now. It's gotten a lot easier to get products.
It's gotten better for
but
sure.
But it's just like the products that we're looking for just haven't really
They're
popped
still
up.
Hard to get.
Yeah.
Target has officially like moved the Pokemon stuff from behind the customer service counter back into the open, but they're still only doing the 2 per day.
Right. And they've really been on it. The guy, merchandiser, I saw him putting them up and there was no line. So it's getting better. It's getting better, and I really appreciate that. There was a Blastoise V-Box that I almost got, but then I was kind of in a hurry, so I was like, no, I can't really, you know. But, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Yep. We'll jump back on it, hopefully, soon. But
I'll probably jump back on it again this upcoming week.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But we do have a main topic, and this is going to be a quick one. One, because we don't want to make you go forever, and two, right now it's going to be only my experiences with it.
Right. This will probably be a two-part main topic.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Part one will be Sam, and then part two will be me.
Sounds good. So, earlier in the episode, we talked about Pokemon Unite coming out, the Pokemon MOBA game. And I have been playing it quite a bit since it's come out. Granted, it only came out Wednesday and today is Saturday. But I have to tell you, I did not have high hopes for this game. And I really like it. I really like it. Back before I got a new console, I played a lot of League of Legends actually on my dinky laptop that somehow managed to run it. And I was even going to join the esports team at my college playing League. And then I realized I am really bad at League and my team basically carried me. so I quit playing League. But I always liked the idea of like the MOBA game, to where you work with a team and to like achieve this common goal against other people. And the Pokemon game is very, very similar. So you play as different characters. Right now they have Pikachu. Zerora is available as like a launch incentive. So go to your mail, get the Zerora. It'll be good. Pikachu, Zerora, Venusaur, Charizard, Cinderace, Gengar, Greninja, Garchomp, Alolan Ninetales. And there's about 20 characters, so I'm not going to go through them all.
Is Raichu one of them?
No.
Oh, fuck it then.
Fuck it. But Pikachu is actually one of the stronger characters. You know who's actually a really OP character is Zerora.
Really?
Yeah. So you can choose one of these characters. It's one per team, so it's not like you can have like five Alolan Ninetales. It's one character per team of five. And then your entire goal is to like make Pokemon faint, collect their energy, their Eos energy, and score it into the opposing team's goals. And so there are Pokemon that are just wandering around like Aipom and Audinos and stuff that you can fight and knock out in order to get energy. And then you can also fight your opponents. You have different moves you can choose, and as you level up, if you choose a Pokemon that evolves, you evolve into it. So, like, if you choose Charizard, you start as a Charmander and work your way up. If you start as Venusaur, you start as Bulbasaur. If you choose Alolan Ninetales, you're starting as Alolan Vulpix. And so, it's super cool. I didn't think I would like the evolution like thing, but it's actually fairly streamlined, and it's basically like as you level up you just evolve naturally and you get new moves.
Will the Pokemon evolve themselves?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I probably would want to play Pikachu if I want Raichu.
No, Raichu, Pikachu doesn't evolve.
You're not convincing me to play this game, Sam. You are not convincing me at all. My review's already at a negative. I am upset.
They might release Alolan Raichu in the future?
I'm going to do some Googling. Continue your review as I angry Google.
So, like, you work as a team, and you basically try and, like, defend your goals and attack the other people's goals. And, you know, the concept is fairly simple. But like most MOBA games, there is a strategy involved. And if you're not versed in MOBA games, it's hard at first. But you do have the option to like do practice runs and go against computers so you can figure out like what to do and how to work things. And so I really like that aspect of it, especially because in League of Legends, 9 times out of 10, you're just kind of thrown to the wolves. And the community can be kind of toxic. But as far as I'm aware, because Pokemon is a game for children, and they want people to be nice to each other, they just sort of make it work, and you can't really say anything negative. They do have the option for an in-game voice chat, which I have not tried out. But I think that's awesome that they have that, and you don't have to like jump on Discord in order to make it work. You can talk with your other players in-game if you so choose. You have the option of adding friends. So if you see that your friend is online, you can jump in together as a party and then join other people if you don't have the required 5. Another thing that I really like about this game is that it has a set time limit. I don't know if anybody else has played League of Legends, but League of Legends just goes until one team destroys the other. Which means games can go for half an hour.
To like hours.
Hours at a time. I've been in a couple games that have gone probably an hour and a half. Pokemon Unite limits each game to 10 minutes or 5 minutes for a quick game. Which I absolutely love. And then whoever has the most points at the end is considered the winner. It's great. It makes things easier for me because I can then time how long I'm going to be on this game, as opposed to, ooh, I'm jumping into a match and I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Because league games can go on for a while, especially if the teams get super sweaty and competitive. So there's lots of things I do like. The negative that I have noticed, and this is a big one for me personally, is that it seems like it can be pay to win.
I fucking hate that.
And it's...
honestly.
It's not like it's saying that super overpowered characters are behind a paywall. But if you want certain characters, there are some that are behind a paywall. So I know, for example, I have 5 characters unlocked for free. And after 2 weeks of, like, logging in, you get Greninja, which is a big one. And you get Cinderace, which is a big one. But, like, some of your defenders, like Snorlax... no, Snorlax isn't. There are some characters to where you have to, like, spend a certain amount of coins in order to unlock. Or you can purchase gems with real money to where you can unlock them quicker. And so I don't necessarily like that. Like, skins and things, that's fine because it's just cosmetic. But I have an issue with characters being behind a paywall. Because some of the best defenders, like Snorlax, like Crustle, Slowbro isn't. But some of your, like, good defenders and some of your good all-arounders, you get one free license of what you can choose, and then everything else you have to purchase, either with coins that you spend getting from, like, battling or through gems. If you want the battle pass, which is, like, a bunch of additional items, you're going to have to spend money. There's some of the battle passes free and some of the battle passes paid. So that's like Fortnite. I'm used to that, but that's like my one biggest downfall with it. And so, but that's a big one for me personally. If we are giving it, you know what? We're going to call them balls because you get energy balls and you don't have any balls.
Nope. Thanks. Can you smooth your balls?
Can you smooth your balls? Look, this is their shout out that they got.
Now give us money.
Yeah, give us money. Out of energy balls. If we're rating it out of 10 energy balls, I would rate it about a 7. Like, it's a good game, and the gameplay is good, and the graphics are good for Pokemon. And it's easy and it's user-friendly. But that paywall thing really dings it for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe I'm not... actually, no, I'll bump it up to an 8. Because I don't think I'm good enough to notice the difference. But I think if I were a really, really strategic player and I knew what I wanted, and it was stuck behind a paywall and I couldn't win it, I'd be irritated. So I lied. I'll give it an 8. 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Energy balls.
I'm excited to play it. I think it's definitely going to be one of those things where we should definitely, like, we'll probably play as a podcast to, like, team up and...
see if we can destroy the competition.
Right.
I am in great class. It goes beginner, great, expert, veteran, and ultra. Yeah. So, I definitely think we should play as a group. If you want to play this as well, right now it is only available on the Switch, but it is a free download. I believe the mobile version is coming in September, and you are able to link your account to the mobile and the Switch version if you want to. So you don't have to be tied to your Switch, or you don't have to have a new profile on your mobile account. Either way, I think it's a really good game. Hopefully they will release new Pokemon, more Pokemon as well. I know League of Legends has, god, about like 100 characters at least at this point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely worth it.
And yeah, well, it's a free Pokemon game too, yeah. So it's like, here's the thing. Like, I'm a little salty Raichu's not in there, but eventually, almost eventually, right? Like, I'm sure they don't want to have, like, Pikachu as evolution. You know, like, they've got to eventually. Alolan or, you know.
Right.
Eventually. And then you're all fucked. But it's definitely, like, here's the thing. It's a free game. It's worth checking out.
Oh, it definitely is. It's worth
checking out at least once and playing it. And, you know, if it doesn't tickle your fancy, that's fine. You know, I think, as a podcast, I think the three of us actually will really enjoy it, because Brittany seems to like those style of games. You know, I love just ruining people's day, and, you know, you like Pokemon, so.
I like MOBAs just in general, too, yeah.
Did you, like, I know the company as a whole, we all played that Star Wars Force Arena. Were you on that for a little bit?
No.
I was good. We were good. We were fucking killing it. I used the Cannon Jars Ezra one, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you were as Ezra, like, your special feature was, like, summoning Cannon Jars with you, and you could fuck shit up. So good. Anyways, so, I don't know if that's similar to that when that game was out. I don't know.
I feel like that one's more of an RPG. I don't know.
Because you would, like, drop into arena, and then you'd have to, like, beat the other team by completing whatever.
Oh, that is a MOBA. I was thinking of the other one. So I was thinking of the other one.
Oh, yeah, I know which
one. The Galaxy one, the RPG, yeah. Where you have to, like, click the move.
Okay, so then I've played MOBAs before. Then, yeah, I think I'd enjoy it. Fuck shit up.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, I'll have to do a little more research. But, you know, if you get enough coins, I think all those characters might be unlockable.
All right, so you could either pay for it and get it quickly out of the way, or
grind forever. Which is why a lot of people are saying pay to win, because those people who paid are going to win, and then you don't get the coins. So, you don't know. Either way, it's a really good game. I enjoy it a lot. And I think once I do a little more research about the whole pay to win stuff, I think we'll have a more secure answer. That was not the dog I expected to come through the store.
No, yeah, for sure. It's definitely a game I'll check out, guys. We'll probably make it a two-part, even maybe a three-part with Brittany. We could all do our own single reviews as a main topic. And then maybe a fourth part with all of us together. Who knows? We'll play it by ear. But expect to see us on there. I'll probably end up using the tattoo.raichu as
BAM
my tag.
BAM 394.
You couldn't do BAM the trainer?
I did BAM 394. It's shorter.
So I'll probably do mine tag, just so like those who are listening, like, oh, Jake's on. Let's make him cry. So it'll be fun. Anyways, guys, that's all the time that we have. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Critical Hit. As always, thank you. You're awesome. We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. My name is Brittany. Wow.
Where can we find you, Brittany?
Oh, she just walked off. That's weird. Anyways.
Bye, Brittany.
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu. My name's Brittany. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Spooky Vaporeon, that is spooky with an I. And on OnlyFans, selling raptor's feet and
Jackson's feet. And I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
Fuck off.
You know who Brittany sounds like? Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I was going to say Marge Simpson's sister.
Patty and Selma.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.